Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q1 2008 Osonix.com quarterly report. I'd like to start off with an anecdote for you. I was talking to a friend of mine probably several months ago about a guy who went to college with us who was in a music program, the music program at our college. Anyway, my friend who does a lot of graphic design work was working on a cover for an album this guy was doing. Probably, actually, I think he was on a very small label. At any rate, so my friend went to visit his house to, you know, get some ideas about what he needed and, you know, if he was happy with some drafts that he'd done thus far. My friend says that when he got there, this guy who was married and I think he has a kid. At any rate, my friend got there, and the walls are covered with promotional headshots that this friend of a friend, this other person, had taken of himself. And every few minutes, as they were talking, he would stop a conversation and point at one of the headshots of himself and say, "Isn't that great? Didn't that come out really well? Hey, honey, and then his wife would be, "Oh, yeah, that's a great headshot, honey." Anyway, so I'd like to take this opportunity to share with everyone out there the response I had for my friend, which was, I don't even have a picture of myself on my website. And the reason I feel the need to make this observation is because I think I kind of went into a bit of a ditch over the last few months of sort of personal cathartic excising of demons type stuff. And I've taken a good deal of material that was in the blog down, and I'm just remembering that this is really ideally sort of a site that has something to do with music, if it has anything to do with anything, there's no room to be too self-aware. That, you know, what's the point of the music if I'm trying to deal with anything else, and who really cares who I am? I don't. Anyway, so with that in mind, a little discussion of things musical. I saw David Byrne and Paul Simon perform at BAM, the Brooklyn Academy of Music, a few weeks ago. It was good. It was a little sad insofar as Paul Simon, whom I really am tremendously fond of. A lot of people, you know, his music is pretty terrific. Most people are very fond of his music, at least with Simon and Garfunkel, but some people find him a little irritating, and, you know, that's a common point of view. At any rate, I thought it was a little sad because he didn't perform that many of the songs himself, and partly I think maybe it was because he may or may not have the stamina to do a full show. He's certainly getting up there, but I think it had more to do with the fact that he's already sort of thinking about his legacy and trying to position his songs as you know, material that can be stand to be covered and continue on after him. And you know, there's something cagey about that, but you know, a little sad as well, especially if one is a big fan. And I really, you know, most of the people I've encountered who are frustrated with Paul Simon seem to have a sort of dogmatic point of view about it. They don't like some of the world music that he's done, and they accuse him of posturing. And it's kind of interesting when, you know, people accuse, you know, other people of being, you know, superficial in that way. I mean, you know, the media presents us with nothing but caricatures, and you know, who knows whether or not those caricatures are accurate. From a purely musical perspective, the music on Graceland is pretty clever, but far more so the music on an album called Rhythm of the Saints, which followed Graceland, which you know, not as many people seem to have heard, because I think there was a certain amount of Paul Simon fatigue after Graceland. At any rate, David Byrne came out and did the song I Know What I Know, which was pretty clever because he did it with David Byrne-esque delivery. You know, sort of a I Know What I Know. And then he also did You Could Call Me Al, which is a popular ditty. And, you know, David Byrne is a very charismatic guy and really, really knows how to bring a house down. So that was fun. I saw Paul Simon again, just doing so that first show with David Byrne was called Under African Skies and focused on some of that music from Graceland and Rhythm of the Saints. And then the next show I saw was Paul Simon called An American Songbook, and just a lot of great music from all over his career. A lot of Simon and Garfunkel stuff. The Rachels covered some of that, and there were a few other folks. And Paul Simon has a really terrific band, and they've been playing with him for years. Just top-notch musicians. I've seen them on some DVDs, and it was fun to see them live. And that almost provides me with a segue into some more musical blather, because I was reading online about one of them, and he was talking about a pedal that he uses, modified by a guy named Robert Keeley. Excuse me. And I recently picked up the same pedal, and that brings me to just, you know, a little bit of noteworthiness in terms of where things stand with me musically. This past year, I've taken a while, and I the main reason is because I've switched platforms. By that, I'm not referring to soapboxes or politics. I'm referring to technology. It was probably about a year ago or a year and a half ago that I shifted from a DigiDesign Pro Tools 1 system that most everything that I've done on the site was recorded on to a Yamaha M-LAN system. There are definite sonic improvements, and it's great, but it's such a massive undertaking. It's like moving. It's like if you were to move from one apartment to another, or one town to another. It's a huge undertaking to change technologies, and at least when you move, you can take a moving day off from work or something like that, and you can make it the center of your life. Hey, I'm moving. I really need to unpack some boxes. But, this is part of the subtext of the site. The degree to which it might have anything to do with me is that this is sort of documenting a life, making music on the margins. All the time that gets spent reconfiguring equipment and software and all of that has been taking place on the margins of a work life, and also on the margins of that ditch I drove into that people who have been visiting the site a lot will know something about from stuff that is no longer on the site, and people who haven't been visiting the site a lot probably don't need to know anything about. But like I said, doing music on the margins means on the margins of a work life and any other stuff you have going on in your life. But I've actually gotten some things over the course of the last year and a half recorded that I'm beginning to go back and visit and polish. I've got about four things that are kind of along the way, and I've got five or six other things that I feel should deserve some additional attention. And above and beyond that, I've been playing with a couple of guys, Ben Moran, and I've been playing with a guy named Pete Quad, and wow, he's interesting. It's like being in a band with Keith Moon. All I can say is, we went to a party with him, and after the party, he's not a young guy. After the party, well, let's just say he went a little Frank Booth on Blue Velvet on us, not in a hostile way, but in a inhalance sort of way. So that was precious. But Keith Moon was a hell of a drummer, and he's a hell of a bass player. And I've actually sort of toyed with the idea of putting up on the site 8 or 9 things that we've done. And the only reason I'm hesitating, I guess, is because we are actually beginning to sort of talk seriously about making material and recording stuff. And I'm thinking, I'm on the fence as to whether I should put stuff up now and say, hey, this is the process of a band coming together, put it up now and say, hey, this is some stuff I made with these guys, and it never went anywhere further, or hold off because we might actually get some material together, which I'm hoping will happen. But at any rate, so some music is going on. So I mentioned the guy in the Paul Simon Band and getting a pedal, and and then shifting gear computer wise. Also, I've spent a little bit of time just trying to get my own equipment up to snuff because I'm playing with these guys. And I just wanted to mention that my guitar, everybody, you know, some people are closely identified with particular instruments, and I have a Fernandez Telecaster thin line that I've been playing since I was in my 20s. My first serious electric guitar that I picked up from Rudy's Music Stop in New York City. I just had it refretted and the neck straightened. It always had intonation problems, as a drummer I used to play with was fond of pointing out. And now it has the neck of a Pensacher guitar, which are, you know, these really well-known instruments that are, were made in part, were made at Rudy's Music Stop, and, you know, Mark Knopfler has made them famous. So it's a really just wonderful shape, and it's a nice little midlife crisis thing to have one's instrument back. And for the record, for some reason, when I was playing in a band called The Frightened Truck, it came to me, or maybe before then, it came to me that this guitar, somehow across the preternatural plane that we all visit on occasion, it came across to me that this guitar had a name. In the fine old tradition of B.B. King's guitar, Lucille, and Eric Clapton's guitar, Blackie, my Telecaster thin line is named Rascal. Maybe I'll put some photos of Rascal up on the site someday. Anyway, so there's some stuff brewing. Oh, I'm putting up an MP3 for those of you who are kind enough to care to hear this and visit the site. There's a lot of stuff that I'm working on currently that I thought of putting up, but I ran across an old CD while I was cleaning up in my apartment of some music that I'd thrown together on a disc during a brief furtive attempt to reassemble the Frightened Truck back in the late 90s. And it was a disc that I was going to give to Ben Moran, who I'm still playing with. I'd forgotten the CD existed, and on it there was a 4.5-minute thing, which, again, for anybody who's paying a lot of attention to the site, can be thought of as being like a precursor for Lava Lab and Grand Central Station, insofar as it documents my personal affinity for Grand Central Station as a native New Yorker. And it's a little bit called Grand Central Station in My Mind. It starts with the sound of field sound capture, the sound of an announcer announcing in Grand Central Station that Manny Grossman, who was the drummer in the Frightened Truck, should come and report to the information booth to meet his party. And that was arranged for by my girlfriend at the time, who went over to the information booth and asked them to, you know, said she was looking for this guy, Manny Grossman. So, you know, it's a clever bit. Not that anybody else out there cares. Hey, look at those headshots on the wall. I tell you, do I look great or what? Anyway, this is a 4.5-minute piece of music that I forgot existed. It's built around a sample of me playing guitar and Manny playing drums in a rehearsal space we had underneath 23rd Street in the basement of a Subway sandwich shop in Manhattan. We paid a couple of $100 a month, and the guy owner of the shop let us keep our gear there and play. And Manny got an Akai sampler, vintage Akai sampler, I think the 1200 or something, the ones with the pads on it, and put a sample in of this pattern of drums and guitar that we had played. And then I took the samples off of that, dumped them into a computer, and overdubbed the vocals and the bass. You could barely hear the vocals because this was a period where I wasn't too thrilled with my voice, or Manny wasn't, and so I wasn't. But, I'm talking about myself again. Who really cares? But I tell you, those headshots are awesome. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. So there's some stuff going on musically, and, you know, music is, better than golf, in my opinion, because, it is. as a way to just sort of get through life. And I think just about everybody out there, certainly anybody who's paying attention to this, probably has some involvement with music. And I say, hey, it's better than golf. So enjoy yourself and enjoy music. And let's all just get through this thing called life as best we can. Thank you so much. And I think we're coming up on spring. So I hope you enjoy the heck out of yourselves. And remember that sometimes the best parts of life take place outside of office buildings, outside of schools, and outside of anywhere that has fluorescent lighting. So that's a little good rule of thumb. If you're surrounded by a lot of fluorescent lighting, make a point to occasionally go outside and find a patch of grass and just sit on it, particularly when there's some sun. That's my recommendation to you, especially at this time of year. And I'll look forward to catching up with you in the Q2 update, which hopefully won't be quite so late. And there may even be some music on the site before then, or not. It's so hard to tell. Anyway, thanks again, and I wish you the best of everything. Bye-bye.